Welcome to another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. I am Nate Mangard, your host. I hope that you enjoyed last week's show. It was really one of the most special ones I've ever done. I feel it came from a super deep place. I know it was about something very challenging, but I've had some great feedback from some people, so I'm glad about that. This is a new podcast, and so I'm still feeling everything out, and I would love to hear your feedback. The reason I've called it Getting Naked with Nate is because the idea of being naked is also the idea of being without subterfuge, without hiding anything, being bare to the world, being bare emotionally, and also bare physically. Why not? I think the two are related. I think the fact that people are so afraid to be naked in a non-sexual way in this world is very related and correlated to the fact that we're emotionally hidden so much of the time. And so this podcast is an exploration in nakedness, in the nakedness of emotions and of vulnerability and of being truthful and honest as much as is possible. So yes, I have finished recording today's episode. I feel really good about it. It's about one of my songs called I Will Devour. It's one of the songs, it's one of my favorite songs as far as lyrics go. I wrote it while I was living in London, and I was very frustrated by some of the stuff that I saw around me going on. But I go into much more detail about that after you hear the song for the first time. So yeah, this is another creation, and I don't really know where this podcast is going. I don't want to worry too much about that right now. I just want to create from a place of, from a desire to just connect and to hopefully share something that brings you value. And so please do give me feedback. If you like the podcast, definitely please subscribe at iTunes and leave a review. It makes a massive difference. It really helps it to climb, to get seen by more people. Basically, if you think that it has value, then help it to do so. My show notes now live at nakedwithnate.com, which is super rad. So you can just go think of that, nakedwithnate.com, type that in, and it'll take you straight to my podcast page, and you'll be able to see all the various podcast episodes and be able to comment and be able to get all the links and all the things that I share in them. So that's it. Without further ado, please enjoy my song I Will Devour, and we'll get right into the body of this podcast as soon as that's done. Thank you for being here.
What you do not eat, I will devour, right down to the core, until the seed falls out and sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down. In the soft, moist loam, in the undergrowth, where all creatures know what that seed is worth, I will lay me down and I will sink into, and just like the sea, I will feed the new. In the soft loam, in the undergrowth, where all creatures know what a seed is worth, I will lay me down and I will sink into, and just like the seed, I will feed the new. What you do not eat, I will devour, right down to the core, until the seed falls out and sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Yeah, my leaves will wave. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Can you hear them whispering their secrets learned from the sun? And can you hear them whispering their secrets learned from the sun? What you do not eat, I will devour, right down to the core, until the seed falls out and sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down, which you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core.
It's crazy to me to think that I recorded that song in 2011, which is already, what, 7 years ago? I mean, it's wild. I had just stuck committed to playing music as my full-time career. I was 28 years old. It was like this huge new world. I was learning so much. I was like, what can I do? I want to make this thing work for me as a long-term career and lifestyle. And I had, I actually wrote to one of my friend of a friend who had got a hold of some of my home recorded music, and he worked in advertising and he had his own surf magazine. And I was like, oh, this guy knows what it's about. He knows what's happening. And so I wrote to him and I was like, listen, I've just committed to playing music full time. What do you think I should do? And he said, I think you should record an album and I think you should come up to Durban and do a little tour. And so I did. And he helped me find a lovely guy named Gumby who lived in the Eastern Cape, who was a sort of amateur, self-taught recorder. He had a home studio down in his basement. And I went there and I recorded this album. And the album is The Wild Land. And this song, I Will Devour, is, I think, the last song on it. And it was all the songs on it were done in one take. So I would practice again and again, and I would just play each one all the way through with both vocals and guitar at the same time. I'd never really thought of another way of doing it. Usually you wouldn't do that in a studio setting, in case you don't know. You would normally record the guitar separate and the vocal separate and do lots of takes and use the best bits out of each take. But this was just one take for each. And yeah, it's amazing to listen to that song again for me, that version of it, because like so much has happened in the interim, but I still feel so good about this song. And that's one of the things I really wanted to say, is that this song was really like the first time I felt, when I wrote it at least, was the first time I felt like I'd really arrived as a lyricist, or that I'd done something as a lyricist that was really representative of what I love about lyrics in the world. I mean, I came to music through lyrics. Lyrics were the big thing that brought me into the joy of music and of singing and of like that way, that style of communication. And so, you know, listening to people like Cat Stevens and Neil Young and Nick Drake and all these amazing lyricists as a child, Leonard Cohen, I mean, come on, these people are amazing. And this was the first song I wrote where I thought if I was myself as a young person or myself now listening to a song like this, I would freak out. I'd be so excited because the lyrics are so layered. So let's get into it. I kind of want to just talk about, I'm going to break down the lyrics line by line. I think that'll really help to give an understanding of what the song's actually talking about. It's talking about cycles, basically, in the biggest sense. It's talking about the cycles of life, death, and I don't know, rebirth is maybe a little too literal, but rebirth in some way, certainly. So everything in nature moves in cycles, in circles, the seasons and the way that things live and die. So for example, a tree will grow and then give fruit, which has seeds, which then grow. And there's this like cycle, and the fruit decays, and the decay is what creates the richness that the next seeds can grow in. And there's this incredible integrated cyclical process. And so I was inspired to write the song. I was in London. I think it was like 2007, maybe. I can't remember actually the year, but it was a good long while ago. And I was very frustrated by what I saw around me. I saw people rushing through their lives, rushing to get somewhere else to achieve something that was like this constantly moving goalpost. And I just felt sad about that. I felt like this whole world offers us so much. And if we rush and we just get obsessed with these things, we move in a straight line towards the grave, rather than realizing that there is this cyclical process. And so I was watching all these busy people on the tubes and on the buses and just like, wow, everyone in such a rush to get somewhere. And this was like my sort of revolution song, or my rebellion song, my protest song about the fact that these people who didn't seem to be really grasping life, like I would grasp life. That's the first line. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. I mean, that's basically what it's saying. It's like, what you aren't taking full benefit of, I am going to take full benefit of this, everything this life has to offer. And I'm going to devour it. I'm going to take it into me. And through that taking it into me, I'm going to eat it right down to the core. You know, I'm really going to get it. And then until the seed falls out and sinks into the ground. So I'm going to take life in until it bears its own fruit and the seeds fall out. The seeds of whatever that is, the creation, the things I have to offer, the things I bring into the world, till those things come out, sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down. So again, as the seeds come out, they become trees which bear fruits which fall down. And so the cycle continues through my own choice to really embrace and delight in the experience of life. And the second verse is, I mean, the whole song is still one of my lyrically favorite songs in the world, absolutely. And it moves very cyclically. It's only three chords. They just repeat throughout the whole song. It's E minor, I think the next one's D, then B minor, or the other way around. E minor, B minor, D. I can't remember which way at this point. But yeah, it just goes round and round and round. And that's how the lyrics are also saying. So, you know, what you do not eat, I will devour, right down to the core. And then the seeds fall out, which is, again, part of the coming out. And then they sink into the ground and the tree bursts forth and then the fruit falls down. And it's like there's that circle that's happening there. And this, but the second verse is probably, it's hard to say it's my favorite, but it always resonates so deeply in me whenever I sing it and whenever I think of it. In the soft, moist loam, in the undergrowth. I just got to say, I love the fact that I use the word loam in a song. Loam is basically that like rich soil, rich earth that forms in under trees and in the woods and stuff. If I'm not mistaken, if any gardeners are out there, you could be more, tell me what it is specifically. But I think that's what it is. In the soft, moist loam, in the undergrowth, where all creatures know what that seed is worth. So what I'm saying there, what all creatures know, it's like every animal but humans on this planet seem to get it. All of them. They all seem to understand that they're a part of something. They're integrated with something that is nature. They're not separate from it. Whereas we've forgotten that. And we think that we are dominant. And through our dominance, we're actually destroying ourselves and the planet around us. And I feel like that's the mistake that we've been making and are still making in many ways. So where all creatures know what that seed is worth, they know the value of the cycles because they live in it. They don't know it consciously, but they're so present in their experience. I will lay me down and I will sink in too. Just like the seed, I will feed the new. So that's basically just claiming my connection to nature, claiming my connection to the cycles, acknowledging that those exist and acknowledging that at some point I will lay down on this earth somewhere and die. I will be dead and my body will feed what comes next. Just like a seed, just like that seed that grows, I will seed something else and something else will become out of what I was, whether that's out of the things I created or so there's like the sort of literal sense, and the abstract being that the seed that I've left is when I die, it'll be all the things I've created, all the people I impacted, all the lovers I've had, all the kind of life experiences accumulated, so just like the seed, I will feed the new. And I repeat that verse in a more gentle way because I really felt it. Like I just wanted to. Actually, I repeat a lot of the verses in this song. I mean, that's part of the song is the cyclical experience. So then we have the chorus again. And then after the chorus is another favorite. Every time I get to one, I'm like, that one's my favorite. But this one is saying, and my leaves will wave. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. And that repeats again. And so what that's saying is really that it's the idea of rebirth is that my body now, which has fed the earth. If I'm reborn, I don't know whether we literally get reborn or not. There's a lot of people who have very firm ideas about that. Like we die and we go to heaven or hell, or we die and we get reborn and we get reborn until we attain enlightenment. So I don't know enough. I don't know. I can't remember ever having gone through that experience. So I can't say whether that's true or not at this point. But what I can say is the idea of being reborn through the things that come from my life and from then my death. So for example, if I die and then I get put into a grave or into a forest or wherever, however it's going to work. There's these things called these tree pods now you can be buried in where they basically use your body as the compost for a tree and a tree grows out of the place where you get buried. And that's what I want. I mean, absolutely. So this idea that I'm then reborn through that. And that's why I say in the line, yes, my leaves will wave, hello, goodbye. And again, my leaves waving hello, goodbye is again the acknowledgement that they are arriving and they will also leave. And then they will arrive and then they will leave. Hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. This is the cycle. It's the coming and the going. I mean, it's crazy for me right now. As I'm recording this episode, one of my best friends, my oldest friends, we've been good friends since we were about 13 or 14. She's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. She designed the cover for my home album. She's done amazing art for me over the years. She's one of my greatest. She knows me as well as anyone in this world knows me. And she has just gone into labor to have her first child. And I just think, like, there's the cycle happening right in front of us. Like, it's completely amazing. This person who we were children together, you know, we were exploring and learning about the world and the experience of being human. And now she's going to be a mother. And I just, it's just amazing. What a world. And so, yes. So out of that verse, yes, my leaves will wave. Hello, goodbye, comes the sort of final verse, which is, can you hear them whispering their secrets learned from the sun? And this idea for me is, you know, can you hear what nature is telling us? It's all around us and it's telling us all these messages about how to be at peace, how to be human, how to connect, how to share, how to be integrated into a cyclical ecosystem, because our pretending that we're not is what's brought us to the place we're in as a global culture, and it's not working for us and it's not working for the planet. And so can you hear them whispering? Because they don't shout. Nature doesn't shout in that way where it's not literally saying these words that you're then supposed to understand. It whispers in that it speaks in symbols and it speaks in archetypes and it speaks through the natural unfolding of if you watch leaves, if you watch a tree and you know a tree well, and you watch it through all its seasons, you can't help but be made aware of the cyclical nature of reality, because the tree grows leaves in the spring, which flower, which are beautiful in the summer, which bear fruit in the autumn, which fall and become the loam, become the soil, and in the winter and go through the death cycle, and then it all begins again. And this is life. And so, yeah, that's the song. I mean, I don't know. I could keep going and talking, but I don't want to say too much. I really just wanted to tell you that is the song. That is what the lyrics are about. And it's about this sense of, can we embrace reality as it is? And can we integrate ourselves into the cycles as they are? And what will that bring for us? This culture is obsessed with stuff that we've invented. So the idea of borders, whose country, who owns what, who belongs where, who was there first, all these kind of things that people are arguing about so much out in the world, in the bigger conversations that are happening. Those things to me seem less important than how are we connecting with one another and with the planet we share. Because we only have this planet, as far as we know, that we get to live on. And the only real border is the atmosphere, is the edge of space, because we can't live out there. And so all these arguments about who gets to own what, and, you know, you hear about these companies like Nestle and Coca-Cola, and they're buying up all the water that they can, and often in very poor parts of the world, and then they're selling that water back to people. And they, you know, these things that are, it's psychotic. It's completely crazy, because we only have the one planet. So the more they do things like that, the more they create separation and pain and focus on the short-term financial gains, the more we suffer as a global community in the long term, because it's destroying all of us. It's destroying the whole structure. And this obsession with ours and theirs and the border and, well, those people across there who we can't let them in. And there's all this, it's like, yes, we have differences. And I think the differences should be celebrated, acknowledged. And yes, we have a terrible history in this culture of what we've all done to one another as across the last several thousand years. It hasn't been great. And all of that is true. We've got to move from that place into one of collaboration and cohesiveness, and the understanding that our petty little arguments about who's border this and who's spying on who and all that stuff, that none of that's going to matter when we've used up all the resources, when we've thrown the balance off so far that the earth can't recover. We are the ones who are going to suffer, and all the other creatures who currently live here. But in the long term, it'll be fine, because of the cycles, there will be other things that evolve and they'll end up probably making some of the same mistakes or who knows what. But yeah, that's it. The cycles are here. And to me, I will devour is really saying that I will claim that. I will take into myself the fullness of this existence so that I may bear the fruit and the seeds of something beautiful that can come after me, that can come from me and through me. as an offering to this beautiful world that I'm blessed to live in. And so, yeah, that's my protest song for those who want to reconnect with themselves and with nature and with the world. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it again now, and I'm going to play a different version. This is actually a live version recorded at a SoFar Sounds show in 2013. And this was a huge experience for me. It was really something that I had moved to England to focus on music 100% about 6 months before. And this was my first ever SoFar Sounds show. It's a secret network of house concerts all over the world. They're in, I think, 250 cities or more every month around the world. And it was my first opportunity. They called me last minute and they were like, "We've had a cancellation. Can you come?" And I was, "Yes, absolutely." And I had a date that evening, actually. And I told her, "We're going to this show." And she came with me. And this was the first time I had an opportunity to, it was very, very hard to get to play for these people. They have so many musicians wanting to play. And this was my first opportunity. And I just was like, I just want to offer something that feels so true to me. And I don't know if they're going to like it, but I invited them to sing with me, basically. And the song starts where you hear me just kind of giving a little more of an insight into the song, and then we begin, and everyone was kind of, I had invited them all to sing, and they did, and it was this such an uplifting, incredible experience for me. If you do want to download this song, you can do that on my Patreon page, patreon.com/NateMaingard. And obviously the link to that are in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. Very excited about that new .com address. So the podcast has its own little, it redirects to my main website, but at least it's easier now with the links, nakedwithnate.com. That's where you'll find out all the links that you need to get to the fun things. So anyway, here is I Will Devour, and I'll be back. I've got some recommended reading, some books which have really impacted me and some which are currently impacting me. And yeah, just some more things that you can go away with this from. So do stick around, and I'll see you just after the song. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. Basically, the idea is that we here will choose to take every little ounce of life that we get so that we make beautiful seeds which can grow afterwards. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. One more. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. Until the seed falls out and sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down. In the soft, moist loam, in the undergrowth, where all creatures know what that seed is worth, I will lay me down and I will sink into, just like the seed, I will feed the new. Soft loam in the undergrowth, where all creatures know what a seed is worth, I will lay me down, I will sink into, and just like the seed, I will feed the new. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. You guys keep it going. What you do not eat, what you do not eat, I will devour.
which you do not eat, I will devour to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. One more. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. Until the seed falls out and it sinks into the ground, and the tree bursts forth and the fruit falls down, and my leaves will wave hello goodbye, hello goodbye, hello goodbye. Yeah, my leaves will wave hello goodbye, hello goodbye, hello goodbye. Whispering their secrets learned from the sun. Can you hear them? Whispering their secrets learned from the sun. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. But you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. But you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. But you do not eat, I will devour right down to the core. What you do not eat,
I hope you enjoyed listening to that. It is really one of the greatest memories that I have from my whole time playing. I mean, it was really just, it was such a big thing. I had put so much effort into getting there and making it happen, and then the response was so overwhelmingly positive. And I've actually played 6 So Far Sounds shows since then. And yeah, it's been amazing. I've played in San Francisco and in Cape Town and various times in London and in Birmingham. Anyway, it's been incredible. And I love So Far. I'm actually going to link to them in the show notes. They probably have shows happening in your city, and they're known for just choosing really wonderful musicians and providing an incredible listening space for those musicians. So do check that out. One of the things that came up for me listening to this song again is really to acknowledge that I definitely don't have the answer for how everything's supposed to be. I don't necessarily think that moving back, like a lot of people say, oh, the only solution is that we move back to get back into nature. And I'm like, well, that sounds lovely, but it's not really practical, because there are already 7 billion of us on this planet. And so for me, I feel like we have to move forward, and we have to use our technology and our skills and our experiences and our kind of traits that we have as humans to move forward. And I feel like a part of that has to do with just taking the examples of nature, taking the fact that nature does move in cycles. And I feel like a clear example of that currently is sustainable energy sources, you know, like solar power. We're basically taking this idea of getting energy from the sun, which is something that plants have been doing for a really long time, and we're using that energy or that idea. And I feel like that's what we need to do more of, is to acknowledge that we are integrated into nature, and we are also very powerful, and we are having a massive impact on this world that is our home. And so if we can learn to work in accordance with those natural laws, it's going to help us a lot to move forward. So I felt like that was like something that really came up for me just thinking about it, making it sound like, I think, because I mean, I live on a farm at the moment out in the sort of countryside of South Africa. And my feeling, like, I often really miss being in the city, and I love so many aspects of the city and so many of the services it provides. And so I'm just thinking, like, how could we, you know, rather than saying we all need to move back into the countryside, how could we make cities more sustainable, and how could we make them more suitable for humans? There's actually a book, one of the books I really recommend reading. It's called The Naked Ape, and it's I'll put it in the show notes as well. But it's basically, it's very funny and it's very well written, and it's just looking at us as another animal and sort of categorizing us. And in the introduction to that book, one of the things the author says is that whenever he goes into cities, what he sees in humans, he sees the same nervous behavior patterns that you will see in animals in zoos. And that's like very striking to me, that we've built cities that are so uncomfortable that we ourselves don't really handle them well. And I feel like that's a big part of what I was talking about in I Will Devour, is that it's just a better way to do things. And I don't know how or what, but I know that if we listen to nature and to what's already in front of us, that we'll do a lot better. Also, I have to say thank you to my sweetheart for the next book I'm going to recommend, which is called The Sun and Her Flowers. It's by Rupi Kaur. I'm not sure how to say her surname. I've never heard it said out loud, but it's K-A-U-R. Again, link in the show notes. And I just have been reading this, just picked it up recently. My sweetheart gave it to me a few months ago, and I've started reading some of her poems, the Rupi Kaur's poems in it. And the whole book is about cycles. It's about coming from the sort of the death cycle in back into life and growth and blooming. And it's just magnificent. Her poetry has so much to it, and she's so real and raw. And I thought I'd read you one of the poems. "This is the recipe of life," said my mother, as she held me in her arms as I wept. "Think of those flowers you plant in the garden each year. They will teach you that people too must wilt, fall, root, rise in order to bloom." And there's a lovely illustration that goes with that. So yeah, I do recommend that book. I will share a link. Also, all the links I share are affiliate links. Just assume that of any sort of shopping links, because what it means is that if you buy using those links, then I will get a very little bit of money and you don't pay anything extra. So it really doesn't cost you anything. And it helps me to continue supporting things like this podcast and my music and all those things going forward, which is great. Obviously, it's great. And then I also wanted to recommend a book called Hope for the Flowers, which is one of the formative books of my young life. It's just really, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's an illustrated book for, what do they say? A tale partly about life, partly about revolution, and lots about hope for adults and others, including caterpillars who can read. And it's just, I just don't want to tell you too much about it, but it is one of the most magnificent. It's just a great, great song. I love it in all the ways with my whole heart. And so that's it. I don't have much else to tell you other than, yes, that, oh, one of the things is just that I will have the links. The buried as a tree thing, I'm going to put, like, I think that's important because I think it's rad. If everyone gets buried and becomes trees, we'll have forests all over the world really quickly. I think it's a great idea. I think graveyards are a waste of space. I understand the idea behind them, but I just don't. I think there's better ways to use land at this point. Imagine if you could go and visit the tree that was whoever, the person who's passed, and that the tree you become could provide shade and life to lots of animals. I just think it's a much better idea. And so, yeah, I'll have some links in the show notes. You've been amazing. Thank you for listening. I'm really excited to hear your thoughts. Do you want more? Is this working for you? Are you enjoying it? Your feedback at this point is so welcome. Also, because it's such a new podcast and I'm just feeling my way and trying to work out, like, you know, what is it that I'm doing and how is this going to provide value to people? And yeah, so that's it. I will be back next week with another episode. It's going to be Thinking of a Starfish, which is a little more upbeat and happy than this week's episode. So just do come back for that. It's every Thursday I'm trying to release it around 6:30 a.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. So if you're in California, and then moving forward from there, you know, like, I don't know, all the different times. I think it's like 4:30 in the afternoon here in South Africa. And yeah, it's so hard trying to, like, get all the different time zones working with everyone. So, but anyway, it's been really fun. Yeah, super, super excited. So just check out nakedwithnate.com for the show notes. And that's going forward. It'll be an easy to remember way to find those. And please do comment on the post and send me questions if you have any, and ideas and feedback and all that stuff. And I'll be back again next week. So yeah, thanks for joining me for Getting Naked with Nate. I wish you well.
Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your energy.